This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2311, how to quote famous animated movies in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When it comes to English, just keep swimming. Today, find out how you can use famous lines from animated movies to liven up your conversations and connections in English.
Do you like to travel? So do we. Exciting announcement here for all travelers. This fall, you can find the All Ears English Podcast in the in-flight entertainment on Lufthansa Airlines. Prepare yourself for business or travel English while you're on board. Check out All Ears English on your next Lufthansa flight. Hello, Michelle. Hey, Michelle, question for you.
Yes, what is it?
Do you like animated movies? You know, like Disney movies?
So I do. I wouldn't say I love the Disney movies that I grew up with, you know?
Of course.
I have actually my best friend. She is an animator. And
really? Interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So she is really into all of the movies and she knows all of them. And I don't really as much. Yeah. I guess with my kids, I'll get a little bit more into it. But generally, I don't watch that much other than the old ones. What about you?
Yeah, it reminds me of my childhood for sure. Mm-hmm. But there are still, even as an adult, there's still some good, like the movie Inside Out. I remember watching that recently. I think that's animated. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
I remember watching that on a plane just in the last 5 years and bawling. That means crying.
See, I know I've seen some of Inside Out, but I can't pay attention to it because it's one. I'm not good with the coming of age.
Oh, things. Okay. Okay.
So
Too emotional?
It's too emotional. That's really about me. That's a fun fact. Is my biggest thing is just time going by too fast those things. So when there's anything like that, it's so painful for me. I can't even watch those things. So
that's funny. Okay. Well, everyone has their own triggers, right? The things that we like to avoid for sure. I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Also sad dog movies.
That's no. Like Old Yeller. I could not. Broke my heart when I was a kid and I did not watch it again.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So what are we getting into, Michelle, today?
Before we get into it, I just want to let our listeners know we like to do these fun Spotify polls.
Yeah.
So towards the end of this episode, we are going to put in a Spotify poll. It's a great way to interact with us. So we get to see what you guys are thinking, and then we will announce the results on a future episode.
Excellent. Excellent. And today we're going to answer a listener question. We're going to talk about, you know, about Disney movies, about animated movies. They're not all Disney, I guess. Animated movies, you know, Pixar and different brands are emerging for sure. But we'll talk about those and some famous quotes. But first, I do want to, Michelle, say a special thank you to certain special listeners that went ahead and left us a review. You guys took the time to go to the wherever you're listening, the app or Apple Podcasts, and write a review for the show. And I see some 5-star reviews here, Michelle.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, so special thank you to Me Edison from Taiwan. There was an anonymous 5-star review. We love those too, on October 26th. And Mary Baby 135 from Japan. Thank you so much, guys, for reviewing the show. We love it. And we are going to try to announce your name on the show if you go and review the show, guys. So go leave a review, whether you're in the iOS Android app, that's a good place to listen, or whether you're in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other place you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Before we get started and read the listener question, Lindsay, do you have a favorite animated movie?
Wow, that's a hard question. Yeah, I really like Lion King. I think Lion King is the kind of one that I liked more when I saw it later in life, actually, believe it or not. Mm. And I saw it on Broadway too, which was amazing.
Oh, you? Oh, I've always wanted to do that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Cool. I've heard it's incredible. Yeah. I like Sleeping Beauty. I like Beauty and the Beast. I love Lion King. I mean, I remember every day after school coming home and sitting with my brother and we would watch The Lion King. That was our favorite one. I remember. we had two little neon chairs. I had an orange one and he had a green one. And I still remember that, but Little Mermaid was the first movie that I ever saw in the theater.
Okay. Yeah. That was a big one too in my childhood. You know, just hearing you describe these moments with your brother makes me think that what our listeners are going to learn today is going to be powerful. Because for a lot of our listeners, if you guys are in your 30s, 40s, maybe 50s or even 20s, when you quote lines from these movies, it sends the person back to the movie, which sends them back to usually good feelings about childhood and experiences and good memories, right?
Exactly. There's a lot because as adults, if we talk about these, we share these movies, it's generally probably something that you watched when you were a kid.
Yeah.
But of course, depending on how old you are. But thinking about Beauty and the Beast, I mean, for each of these movies, I can talk about why I like them and a memory I have with them. And these animated films are kind of special in that way.
Yes. So I'm so excited to get deeper into this episode today. I'm going to read the listener question. Shall I, Michelle? Go ahead and read it.
Please.
Okay. All right. So did this come from YouTube? We don't know. We don't know where this came from, but that's okay.
I'm not sure.
Yep. I'm sorry. All right. So the listener says, "Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I'm Sophia. Thank you so much for your amazing podcast. I really enjoy listening to it and have learned so much from both of you." That is so nice.
Thank you, Sophia.
I have a quick question about the phrase, "Be my guest." Could you explain how to use it in conversation? Thanks in advance.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Sophia, this is an awesome question. I love this question. So we actually, over 6 years ago,
talked about
this expression. So of course you wouldn't know that it was covered, but I did. I thought, I recognize this. I think I did this. So episode 985, that was "Be Our Guest. When should you use this phrase?" So definitely guys go over and listen to that one. But just to answer Sophia's question, "be my guest" could be used in a genuine or a sarcastic way. So we'll give a couple examples and then we're going to go into something inspired by this question. So Lindsay, what's an example?
Yes. So "be my guest" could be used, like we said, a genuine or a sarcastic way, as you said. So if you're cold, please be my guest. Take a blanket from the drawer over there, right? So when you're hosting someone, it's a way of showing people that they should help themselves or make themselves comfortable. It's like, you know, make yourself at home, that idea.
Yes. If you want to be the one to tell her the bad news, be my guest.
Oh, that's a little more sarcastic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a little more with an attitude.
Yes. Or, "I don't want to argue with you, but sounds like you want to argue. Be my guest." Okay. Yeah.
Sarcasm. It's welcoming someone in a certain way, but whether that way is a good way or kind of a snarky way, that depends on the context. So, but definitely head over to that episode 985 because we really get deep into it on that one. So Lindsay, today I thought we would do a spin on this question. So when I hear "be my guest," I think of "Be Our Guest," which is from what movie, Lindsay?
The Beauty and the Beast. I almost start in my head. I start the tune
singing
starts,
it a
right?
little bit. Exactly.
Of course.
I know. Now I'm going to have it stuck in my head all day.
I know.
I think it was Lumiere who sings lead on this one. It's when in Beauty and the Beast, they're all, you know, she doesn't want to go to dinner, because of the Beast. And then they all put on a big show for her. And it's this extremely special moment in the movie. It's a very cheerful song. If you don't know it, definitely go and listen to it. That's another great movie.
It must have been amazing writing these movies, you know, writing these scripts and orchestrating those moments in and just like the music, bringing it all together. What a cool career that would be.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, for sure. So yeah, that's Be My Guest. That's what it really makes me think of, that amazing scene. So we're going to talk about expressions from animated films, or maybe the song titles that you may hear in everyday life. Mm-hmm. So it's not that Be My Guest comes from the movie. Right. I think it exists on, as an expression on its own. But right. I think when you hear it, it's hard not to think of Beauty and the Beast.
Sure.
It's so ingrained in our culture.
Yeah, that's an important point, Michelle. We already had that expression. I'm sure we did.
I'm sure.
In the English language, and we knew what it meant, and we would deploy it and use it. But then the movie grabbed it, and then now we think of it as the movie. Right.
It's interesting how that changed. It's hard to hear that without thinking of.
Yes.
It's hard to say, be my guest. You know, even if you're angry and you say, be my guest, and then somebody might just in their head think, oh.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get into these, Michelle. We're going to go what are these? I think we have four of them from famous movies.
Five
of them. So let's get right into it. I bet our listeners are wondering which ones we're going to highlight today.
Yes. Okay. So the first one is Just Keep Swimming. So do you know this one, Lindsay?
Yeah. You know what? So Finding Nemo is a movie that I only saw more recently. So it's not internalized as much for me as these older ones are. Yeah.
So that's funny. I also saw it recently for the first time. Okay. So, but I knew, I had seen bits and pieces, but even though I hadn't seen it, I knew the expression. I knew where it was fun just because people would always say it. And
really?
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, this basically means just keep moving on with your life. I don't remember exactly where it was used in the movie, but it's the idea, it's used about fish, but it's teaching this more a lesson of move on with your life, even though it can be tough. It's kind of like saying hang in there or hang on. Yeah. Right?
So would this be something, Michelle, you'd say maybe if someone's going through a breakup, potentially, depending on their mood? Or
this is definitely very cute sounding. So I think you save it when you know the person is in an okay enough mood to
maybe
hear
not
it,
the
you
day
know?
After a breakup. So maybe well into that time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's well after their breakup and they're getting into dating again and they're saying, it's like, so, and then you might say, okay, come on, just keep swimming. You can do this. Right. You can go on a date.
Or maybe they've had a couple of disappointing first dates and you're trying to encourage them to get back out there and book another date with someone. Right. Okay. Yes. I love that. Yes.
Exactly. So the next one is from The Lion King, Lindsay, which we both love. So what is this?
Hakuna Matata, right? So this one, so famous, especially with our generation, millennials, maybe Gen X. This comes from The Lion King, of course, yes. And it means no worries, I guess, in Swahili. I don't speak Swahili, so I can't speak to that, but that's what we looked up.
Right, that's what, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense because the movie was based in Africa, right? I imagine. Mm-hmm. And how would we use this, Michelle?
Right. So you could say something like, I know you're worried about your schedule this month, but like Timon and Pumbaa say, Hakuna Matata, you got this.
Oh, I always think that the names from The Lion King would make great dogs' names. You know,
oh, that
Pumbaa.
Is cute.
So cute.
Pumbaa, that is cute. Oh, Pumbaa the dog, that's adorable.
Oh, so cute. Oh my gosh. Okay. We have to take a quick break and we'll be right back for three more phrases.
Okay.
Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
Okay. Michelle, we're back. So what is the next one? Now we're going like 20 years forward in the timeline.
We're going into the future. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is, I looked this one up to be honest, because I haven't seen Frozen, but I have to, I mean, it's so popular.
Yeah.
I mean, of course you could say Let It Go from Frozen. That's one. But I found this one, which I thought was interesting, is some people are worth melting for.
Oh, beautiful.
Do you remember this, Lindsay?
I don't remember that moment. Was that said by the the snowman, the what's his name? I can't remember his name.
Olaf.
Yes.
Even, Frozen is one of those movies that even if you don't know it, you know the names of Elsa and Anna and Olaf, and you know, you can't get away from it.
For sure. I mean, my niece was so into this for a few years. She couldn't stop talking about Elsa and Anna, right? All the characters, Olaf. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the idea, what we're conveying here is we can sacrifice ourselves for some people, right? Mm-hmm. They're worth it. They're worth it. Mm-hmm. So what would be a sample sentence?
You could say something like, oh, okay, I'll be the one to share the bad news. You just relax. You're worth melting for. It's like,
that's interesting. Because
apparently, Lindsay, I don't know, maybe you know better than I do, but apparently maybe, I don't want to give away things from the movie, but something about Olaf melting, I don't know, I don't want to say.
No. Okay, yes. And, yes.
Do you remember? No,
I don't. I'm not close enough to the story to. Yeah. I just kind of watch it with my niece, and you know what I mean. So yes, I mean a lot of these stories can have sad endings at times, right? For sure. Yeah. So this idea is okay. I'm going to share this news with you because it's worth it. You know, being honest with you, is that what we're kind of saying?
Well, yeah, maybe sacrificing yourself. You know, I'm doing something bad to myself for you. That's how I take it. If we have any Frozen fans who want to add that, who want to correct me, but that's how I understood it.
It's a nice line though. It's really,
it is nice.
I could see people, I don't know, using that in wedding vows if they're really big Disney fans or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a nice line. It's kind of romantic, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I thought too, until I looked into, I think, how it was used in the movie. And then I thought, oh wait, I don't know. So guys,
maybe not.
So guys, definitely look into this before you put it into your wedding vow.
Yeah. Make sure you know the context.
We'll have a bunch of angry brides.
Yeah. And that actually is important, right? Because often when we're using these lines in our lives, we are referring back to the context of the movie. And we're not really changing the meaning of the phrase and applying it to a different scenario. Wouldn't you say, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. It is really a reference to the movie, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. What's the next one? Toy Story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Toy Story. So it's to infinity and beyond. And Toy Story is another example of I can only watch the first one because then they get sadder and sadder as time goes on. I think especially the third one they say is so sad with the going to college and I can't do it. So, but you know this expression, Lindsay, right?
Yes. Yes. This one is definitely in the cultural, in our narrative culturally, right? Mm-hmm. And then going back to Aladdin, going back another 25 years again, this one is one that I grew up with, Aladdin for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I love Aladdin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was one of the first big Disney movies, I think. I mean, there were bigger ones before in the 70s, but when Disney really came about in the 80s and 90s and just kind of exploded, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is a whole new world now. So there's a song called A Whole New World in Aladdin. And so you can use it to talk about a change or a difference or maybe a bit of magic. And it's not just from Aladdin. This comes from other places as well. But if you reference it, people will likely think of Aladdin. So you could say it's a whole new world out there.
Yes, I like that. I like that. And that one also could come. I mean, there's the Brave New World, which comes from the book.
Right.
I mean, that's also, so that one could have that one might not be as straightforward. I've heard it in different contexts in different ways. So, Aladdin, great movie.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, great movie. Great movie. So Lindsay, we've talked about making pop culture references before, and this is a great start for animated films. So I tried to choose some of the more famous ones and ones that have stood the test of time. Lindsay, what does that mean? It stood the test of time. That's a great question.
It's been durable. It means that the phrase hasn't been canceled in any way, right? Like deemed kind of sexist or racist, and it's lasted. Like it still applies. Yeah. It's still relevant in 2024, as relevant as it was in 1994. Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I do think Broadway helps in that way. I mean, because there is Aladdin on Broadway. There's, you know, Beauty and the Beast has been on Broadway. A lot of these, mm-hmm. I mean, I think even Frozen, certainly The Lion King. So I think a lot of those help keep these alive as well. And then they've even made new versions of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
They call it the live action version, Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid mm-hmm. and Aladdin. So a lot of these mm-hmm. have new versions, updated versions.
Yeah, that's interesting. For sure. And if you have a chance to see any of these on Broadway, definitely recommend it for sure. So Michelle, let's do a quick role play. All right, let's dive into it. Bring these phrases into action. Here we go. So we are friends getting to the airport to go on a friend's vacation. Okay, fine. Okay. This is going to be the best.
I'm actually excited to get to the terminal. I hear it's a whole new world in there.
Same. Let's get something to eat. Oh no. Look at that line. Ugh.
Oh, it's okay, Lindsay. Just keep swimming. We have plenty of time.
Okay. You're right. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, no. One of us needs to call the hotel. I really don't want to.
Okay. Some people are worth melting for.
Thanks, Lindsay.
To infinity and beyond. Let's go.
Okay. I think this is a little bit intense, right? Of course, we're not going to...
Yes.
This is quite a conversation. Although sometimes people might like to have a little competition. Oh, you used an animated one. I'm going to use one. You use it, right?
Yes.
So it is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So, and we've talked about that on the show where someone might drop a certain kind of line, like from Seinfeld. And then the response is someone drops another line from Seinfeld.
And this back and forth.
It's like matching themes, right? With each other. And if you're able to do that, it's really, 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 it's a C2 native.
Extremely.
Even a lot of native speakers can't do it, honestly. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's what the vibe that we're going for here. Yeah. So, Michelle, what did you say?
I said, I'm actually excited to get to the terminal. But Lindsay, have you ever been to a terminal at the airport and you heard that they redid it or it's really nice now? Mm-hmm. And
yeah, LaGuardia, I think. Didn't they redo parts of LaGuardia terminal?
I don't know, but I know Newark has one terminal. I think it's Terminal C. I don't know, but I love it.
Is it nice? Okay.
I mean, it's not that nice, but for an airport, I think it's nice. So, and then I said, it's a whole new world in there.
It's a whole new world. So, meaning it looks very different from
renovations.
And it adds a sense of magic, what you're saying here, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're invoking Disney. And then you said, it's okay, Lindsay, just keep swimming. We have plenty of time, right? I'm saying, oh, the line's so long. And then you encourage me, just keep walking, do the thing mm-hmm. you need to do, drop off your bag, check mm-hmm. in, just keep mm-hmm. taking action. Yes.
Yes, exactly. And you said, okay, you're right. Hakuna Matata. So you're saying, no worries. We're good.
Yeah. And then you said, oh no, none of us, one of us needs to call the hotel. I really don't want to.
And so you said, oh, okay, some people are worth melting for. So you're saying, I value your friendship and it's to me, if I understand correctly, it's kind of like, I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
Which is another good, mm-hmm. that's what we could do a whole episode about that one.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I say, thanks. You say, thanks, Lindsay. And then I say, to infinity and beyond, let's go. And this one is the most animated, I guess. And again, I also want to emphasize that, you kind of need to feel this if you're going to do, especially with this last line, you're really just full on quoting the movie.
Right.
It works for certain personalities and maybe other personalities wouldn't feel like doing, like, it's just not you. Right. So you kind of need to know yourself. Would you say so, Michelle? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't force this.
Yes. Don't force it. Yes.
But I would say this is for maybe if you want to be a little larger than life in that moment.
Yes.
It just really be extremely animated. Then you go for it. But this is not something where you say, okay, I really need to figure out how to fit this one in to connect.
You can
choose some of the ones that are a little bit more natural that we've talked about today.
This is a way of sprinkling in your personality. And if you resonated with that particular movie, you know, the people you're talking to did, or just Disney in general, then yes, use it. But just make sure it's a fit for you because it is very animated. It's very, I would say someone who's really, I don't know, really animated in their personality would use that in a certain way. Playful. Maybe
it's very playful. Yep.
Maybe someone that is on Broadway, a Broadway actor or something, right, where they're an actor, right, and they're always kind of bringing that into their lives, right?
Right. Yeah. 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 Exactly. So, very good. And let's ask the Spotify question we were talking about. So, Lindsay, what is the question?
The question is, do you like to watch animated movies? And again, it's not just Disney. There are other brands that make these now. But do you like to watch this kind of movie or do you prefer non-animated movies?
Yes, right? Exactly.
So yes or no. So go and vote, guys. Vote. Make your voice heard. And we want to see what you think, what you do. Yes.
Absolutely. And just to recommend another examples, another episode, because we were talking about the airport, episode 2297 was Traveling Soon, English Phrases for the Airport.
All right. What's a takeaway for our listeners today, Michelle? What would you say?
You know, don't force these expressions, don't force them in, but choose one that feels right to you, one that you know well. And also just talking about this topic is really fun because it makes people feel nostalgic, want to share stories from their childhood. So it's just a great connection topic.
Yes. All right. Excellent. And guys, don't forget to leave us a review wherever you're listening in the app or wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a review and we'll do our best to announce your name on the show. Okay. Yes. Great. Michelle, you have a good day. I'll talk to you very soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.